Hi, this is Philip Suber with Empowerment Sessions. Please take a moment to subscribe to, as well as share this podcast with someone that you know. Now, are you ready for the journey? Then let's go. Hey family, we are back at it again. This is Philip Suber with your Empowerment Sessions. And as always, I'm excited about this moment, these few short moments to empower you and to embark upon this conversation that I know is beneficial, not just to you, but also to myself. Last time we talked about the shift within, and we highlighted for the most part how everything internally is a response to what's going on with us internally, and that it's important for us to make the shift, rather the mental shift within, that we must have the right perspectives and the right thought process as it relates to who we are and our purpose and our being on this earth, and also what we contribute, what we bring to the table, so to speak. And it's important to understand that, you know, no one else is going to know you like you, and no one else can pinpoint, they can confirm, but you must discover the truth of who you are within yourself. And that's that internal shift, recognizing the gifts and the dreams and the visions and the aspirations that are within inside of you, and also determining what needs to take place as a result of that, taking action on that, taking action on those seeds and begin to nurture them and develop them, whether that's networking, communicating with others who are more experienced in that arena, whatever it may be, whether it's linking up to a mentor, whether it's going back to school and educating yourself for qualifications and certifications that are needed. The action is up to you, but you must first be the believer of yourself and what is within you in order to bring that to fruition. And so today, I want to briefly touch on something that is really important, especially in this time and day, and that is the necessity of reflection. We must be able to pause and to reflect on where we are, what we're doing, and what's next. It's important. I've learned in being in corporate America that life doesn't stop. It continues to go. And if you're not careful, you'll burn yourself out trying to meet the demands and expectations of everything around you externally. But you have to take a moment to pause within yourself and reflect to see where you are. And the standard, the pipeline that you're measuring or making your assessment off of is this: your core values, the things that are most important to you, your goals and your aspirations. And when you ask yourself, what are you doing? Where are you? Ask those as it relates to your core values and the things that are most important to you. You know, you'd hate to live a life meeting everyone else's expectations and being driven by everyone else's goals, and at the end of your life, you've not been true to your own core values, the things that fulfill you, the things that bring you to life, versus just existing. So, being that life doesn't stop, you have to take the initiative to stop and to pause and to create those moments within your world, within your environment, that help you to stay in alignment with your core, right? We just talked about making this internal shift. Well, once you've made that shift within yourself and you realize who you are and what's important to you and what helps you to be highly productive, what helps you to be functional, you will realize really, really soon that you just burning out is the complete opposite of what you want to do. You want to live a full life with meaning, and you want to have virtue in the things that you do. And so pausing and reflecting is essential for that. It's healthy. There is a quote. Let me bring it up here on my phone as I'm speaking about this. But there is a quote that highlights what I'm referring to. And it's a necessity that we understand this. And the quote is this: we do not learn from experience. We learn from reflecting on experience. And this quote is by John Dewey. And here's the thing. A lot of times we're focused on experiencing. But if we don't take the time to stop and pause and reflect on what we've experienced, right, then we can't really, in a healthy manner, line that up against our core values and our beliefs and what our goals are. We'll end up living and experiencing things without benefiting from them by reflecting on them. Reflection allows you to do something that so many people would benefit from. I hope that makes sense in saying that. But reflection allows you to recalibrate. It does. Because it's almost like a budget financially. You have to leave room for adjustments. If you're like me, you know, if you're just tight down to the penny, you never have to make any adjustments. That is wonderful. But oftentimes in financial planning, you have to leave room for adjustments. And it's the same way in life. You know, in this year, 2020, we start off, ideally, resolutions or commitments that we make with ourselves. And over time, if we don't stop and continuously pause in the right timing and realign or make sure that we're in alignment with those core values, with those commitments that we have made, we'll look up and realize that we've ventured off from those core values. And that's the benefit of being able to pause and reflect, is that a lot of times you can catch it before it's too late and you can recalibrate yourself. Wait a minute. This is not in agreement with who I am. And I almost got caught off guard in going in this direction, pursuing X, Y, and Z when my core values are A, B, and C. And so it puts things in perspective. Are my decisions in alignment with who I am? I've got to pause. I've got to reflect. And even in after reflecting from experiences that you've had, we can make assessments. We can make some calls and say, okay, this is what I did previously, and this is where it's gotten me. So maybe I need to put up some boundaries here that will keep me from going in that direction. And I'm speaking of healthy boundaries, healthy decisions, healthy reflections. And remember that these reflections are not to blame anybody or any other entity outside of ourselves. Because remember, empowerment starts within. It's a shift within. And when you look at that word empowerment, it really speaks about EM into. You're bringing power into a situation, but that power is stimulated from what's within you, from recognizing and having a conscious awareness of who you are within. And from that understanding, from that shift, that mental shift that you have, that clarity that comes, you can be able to bring your power into your goals, to your situations, and begin to make things happen. But it's important that you pause and you reflect. So as you go through this week, whatever time that you're listening to this particular podcast, it may be on a Monday, it may be midweek on a Wednesday, or somewhere between there and Friday, it may be the weekend. Make sure that you take a moment to pause and to reflect on where you are in your life and what is it that you have done. Is it in agreement with the core values that you have set within yourself and the goals that you have set for yourself? Is it within the timeline? Are you on track? Are you right in the progressions? Have you been stagnated? Have you been distracted? Have you been deterred in any sense? You need to be able to make those assessments. You need to be able to pause. The worst thing you want to happen is that you do not pause because you're so overwhelmed by the expectations and demands that are at your doorstep that you forget to take care of yourself and you look up and you're burnt out, you're ineffective, you're no good to no one, you're no good to your spouse, your children, you're no good to your coworkers and to those who seek leadership or guidance from you, those who are dependent on you in your world, you're no good because you've given so much of yourself and without taking the necessary steps and the timing to pause and to reflect. And here's another word that I'll throw out here: to meditate, right? To supplicate within yourself. These are some words that are imperative. And they for a time in a season, you know, I kind of felt like meditation was a taboo thing. You know, you think that it was a religious thing, you know, but it's really about being centered and being aligned within yourself. And you can do the research on it. Find a good time that's good for you, a good place that's good for you. You know, set it up. Do I want to every 2 weeks? I just want to pause. Or every month, I just want to pause at the end of the month. You know, people have different goals and different timelines that are set to accommodate them as individuals that empower them. So don't take it in stone and say that every week I want to stop or every day I want to stop. If that's not going to be beneficial for you, if you're not going to be able to uphold to that commitment, do it once a month. Work your way into it, but bring it into your lifestyle. Make it a part of your patterns. Make it a part of what you do. Incorporate that into who you are. Pause and reflect. Right? Remember what that quote said. There are many experiences that we have on a day-to-day basis. But you don't learn from experience. You learn from reflecting on experience. And so, I'll leave you with this quote from myself. Your progression is dependent upon your reflection to start with. Hope you've enjoyed it. This is Philip Sluber with your Empowerment Sessions. Hey, I want to thank you guys for tuning in once again as we talk about the need to pause and reflect, especially with the business of life. I do want to encourage you to make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. And that way you get the notifications on upcoming episodes and sessions that we're having. But I also want to encourage you to make sure that you share it with somebody. So I look forward to engaging with you in conversation and taking it to the next level. So, hey, this is Philip Sluber empowering you to be who you've always been meant to be. I'll see you soon.